frequently rather than once a week. It's better to do a little bit every other day or something like that. So treat it like a fine wine, which is just a little bit every other day at least would be really, really great. When we go to this first dance, the waltz, we're going to all start, well, let's actually come out on the floor a moment, and let's make one long line along here. Everybody faces this wall. Everybody faces this wall. Spread out five feet. In the waltz, we're going to be dancing to music that is counted one, two, three. We're going to do a step for each of those feet, so facing this way. Everyone start with your left foot and take one step forward, then a step to the side, and then close that foot in. Then we'll do the whole thing with the other foot. This time it's the right foot forward, step to the other side, and close that foot in. Keep doing that little three-step pattern all the way across the room. So the next one is the left foot again, forward, side, close and stand on it. So now your right foot's ready. One, two, stand on that one, and then left, two, and so on. Each of those three count steps is called a closed change. So we've just danced a bunch of closed changes forward. Let's do a bunch of them backward. Start with your left foot again. Take one step back, and then to the side, and close that foot in. Now the other foot. Back, side, and close. Back, side, and close. And notice what the first issue is. When you close your feet, every once in a while there's a moment of ambiguity. You're not sure which foot to go with. To avoid that, make sure when you close, you stand completely on that foot. If necessary, audibly stand with it. Just make sure you're on it so the other foot is ready to go. Let's go back left foot again. Left, side, together. Then right, side, together. And make sure you keep alternating feet. Now, we're going to divide into leaders and followers. Traditionally, that has been men lead and women follow, but anyone should feel free to switch back and forth as you want to. Sometimes we have people come to the beginner class who have already completed the class, say, in the follower's role. They want to come back and do it as leader. It turns out that it does make you a better leader to have followed, makes you a better follower to have led, so that's always a good thing. But now let's separate anybody who's following over to that side. Traditionally, that's been the women, and over on this side is the leader. Followers, don't go too far on this way because you're about to dance backward. I want to leave you some room to do that. Now, when you are on a social dance floor, the leaders are leading, the followers are following. Sometimes you can't quite figure out what your partner is doing. So followers, I would like to give you a little extra practice with that in the way I present the patterns to you. I'm going to start out by teaching the leaders their part. I'd like you to figure out what your part will be based on what you see. So if he starts with his left foot, what foot will you start with? Should be your right foot. And if he starts forward, which way will you go? Good. And so you can do all of your own thinking for that and figure it out, and in a moment I'll check your work. Or you can watch Annie. And Myra's over here doing the leader's part, so we're kind of doubling up, so feel free to watch any of the assistants. Myra's switching over now, so we got a follower, a leader, follower there and a follower there. So either watch what we're doing if you're out, or watch what they're doing. Leaders, starting with your left foot, four closed changes forward. Ready? And left, two, three, right, two, three, left, two, three, right. Now we'll go backwards. Start with the left foot again, and four more. And left, two, three, right, two, three, left, two, three, right, two, three, and then we start again with the left foot to go forward. So we're dancing four closed changes each way. Followers, let's see your part. Starting with your right foot, four backwards. Ready? And right, two, three, left, two, three, right, two, three, left. Here we go the other way. Right foot first. Right, two, three, left, two, three, right, two, three, left, two, three. And at the end, never stop. Always restart to make sure you can keep it moving and you know what's going next. When you dance this with a partner, the dance position is just really important. We're going to change partners frequently, and you'll find every single person you ever dance with feels different. So when you do your dance position, gentlemen, you'll use your left hand to hold her right hand. His other hand, his right one, goes on her back, right on her shoulder blade, and her hand goes on his arm, just below the shoulder. So that's going to be our dance position. Thank you. So, ladies, introduce yourself to a partner, and let's see what's what.
Oh, yeah. I'm Annie.
I'm Katie.
So, let's see. Perfect.
Dan,
yes.
And Janet, is it together? And I'm coming around for inspection.
Can you feel it? You put them on?
Before we launch
yeah.
this,
yeah.
one little detail that turns out to be pretty important. Look down at your feet. You won't hear me saying that too much. Make sure your feet are together to start. And make sure your right toe is pointing between your partner's feet. So you're going to be a little bit offset
Perfect.
From your partner. So not good would be if you toe-to-toe, knee-to-knee, so you're going to run into each other. A little bit offset is ideal. In this case, then, the gentleman who is leading is going to look straight forward because he's driving. And the follower is going to be looking slightly to the left over the shoulder. And that is the easier for him to be passed. Now, let's put this walk on the road. Here we go. It is not
And I'll lower right. to let you know when I'm on the foot forward.
Okay.
One, two, three.
And I should have put you on the right foot. So
okay.
But first I'll
two,
change your foot
three,
so you can feel which foot.
Away.
Okay.
And now I'll lower to show you when I'm done.
Three, one, two, three, one.
And so give me a little bit of pressure
three,
forward back.
One. Start again. One, two, three. Good. Hold it there.
Yeah, push it a tiny bit more. Like forward,
right,
like the same.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. So now
okay.
you'll be able to feel like when I lower.
Okay, okay, got it.
Perfect. Yes, yes,
got
yes,
it.
Yes.
Okay, so
Yes.
So feel with the hands.
Yeah, and then you engage your lats.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll lower. And that's how you'll know what
okay.
step size I'm going to take.
Okay, cool.
So
nice.
When we take dance position, I will almost always have the women go to the men. And the reason for that is traditionally the men have asked the women to dance. But I hope we've grown way past that, just to make sure. I want to make sure the women are in the habit of going up and asking anyone they want to dance. So in our class, I'll usually have the women come up and ask the men. There's a second reason for that, and that is often when we start our dances, we'll have a particular alignment and place in the room where we want to be. So I generally have the men set up in the place where we start, and then women moving to the men makes it easier to keep track of that. Primarily, I want to make sure women learn to be assertive. Anybody you want to dance with, ask them. So now, you know this new partner's name. Check the name tag. Make sure you know each other. And take the other position.
So I'll take that point, and then next, I'll kind of lift up a little bit.
Okay.
And
on.
Then you'll make a big deal about taking your time
and
putting your fingers on your biceps.
Okay.
One, two, three. One, two, three. When it's time to start, I will say, one, ready, and then we'll take our first step.
Yeah. Okay.
And sometimes the guy will do a prep, so... One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three.
Okay.
One, ready, and one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, four the other way, and one,
Perfect.
Two, three, one, two, three. And now start again. Ladies, head to the left.
Lovely.
Cool.
That's so good.
Yeah, one partner.
So good.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, Annie.
Hi.
I didn't make you a name tag.
Oh, I'm your partner just a moment. This being the first night of class,
are you sure it wasn't there?
Sometimes it's considered sexist to refer to women as ladies. However, there's a specific reason for doing it in this class. In our sometimes overly casual society, we don't have very many times when we dress up and act in poor behavior. When we dance ballroom dancing and it counts, almost always the man is wearing a tie and jacket, the woman is wearing some beautiful dress, and in competition, the man is wearing white tie and tails at the highest level, and the woman is using the most beautiful ball gown she can wear. And so I want to get you used to that formality. So I'll usually refer to the men as gentlemen, sometimes as leaders, usually as gentlemen, and to the women usually as ladies. But then keep in mind, feel free to switch back and forth and lead and follow, practice both sides if you want to. That's always an option. But that's why I'm calling you ladies. So take dance position.
I'll take that hand. and then I'll lift up a tiny bit on your shoulder,
we're gonna do this with music,
and then it's
however, this time,
you'll make
the
a big deal about taking your time.
When to start. So, gentlemen, when the music comes on, listen to
That's
it.
Nice.
Going without knowing is always a bad idea.
And I'll give you a little forward pressure,
so listen to it.
And I'll lower to show you
when
the step size
moving,
of the
music. Moving, she will feel his body moving
so, can you see which foot I'm on?
Have a little bit of
time
in that frame.
Perfect. And you're on your own. Here comes the music. Okay, perfect. And then push forward a tiny bit more. Yeah. So that I can really, like, give you momentum. And now I'm gonna... So sorry. Don't be afraid to step on me. If I don't take a big enough step back, it's my fault. But you'll be able to tell because I'm going to lower the amount that I'm going to step. So if it's a tiny step, it won't be a very big lowering. But if it's a huge one, get ready because we're really going to travel. That's great. Hello. Good, how are you?
Raise your hand if you have made a mistake already tonight. Almost every hand should be up. I want to make sure everybody's seeing that. Sometimes people think when they come to a beginner dance class, they should already be good at all of this. No, you're here because you're supposed to make mistakes. And if I see you not making enough mistakes, I'll challenge you and challenge you and challenge you until sooner or later somebody's going to make a mistake. So we're already going to make our first little change to the program in our waltz. So do you know your partner's name?
Megan.
Okay, ladies, back off just a little bit, and we're going to make a little bit of a change to what you're doing. Gentlemen, this time we're going to go across the room doing four closed changes each way, then two each way, and then one each way. Ladies, good luck. Follow along with us. Ready? At one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, and the other way, and one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, that was four each way, now two each way. One, two, three, one, change direction, one, two, three, now we'll do one each way. One, two, three, one, and then we start again with four. I'm not watching anybody, shut up. Find that partner and let's get into music. One, ready, and one.
So give me a little more pressure for it.
One, two.
Push, give me a little more. Yeah, nice. So that you can look powerful. You don't want to look retreating.
Oh, okay.
One, two, three. Now two each way.
Give me a little bit more. Yeah.
Now one each way.
My bad. What I should have done is set you on the foot that I want.
Okay.
And then lowered to show you the step size.
Excellent.
Oh, go on. Yes. Because otherwise,
so what is this called?
I can't communicate
measure,
the step size.
What is that action called? Yeah, close something. Close change. So our little exercise so far is to do four close changes each way. Whenever you make the change, it's with her right foot and his left. Then we did two close changes each way. I'm saying each time you change directions, it's her right and her left. Until we get to the single close change. Back off from your partner just a little bit. Leaders behind me. So do just the one each way. And notice, leaders go forward left. If you've only done one close change, then when you change to go back, it'll be with your right foot. And when we do that combination of one close change in each direction, you're doing what's called a box step. Actually more of a square than a box, but that's the traditional box step. Does anybody have any cotillion experience? Sometimes people learn to dance in cotillion, where it's about manners and being very polite and all that. And we were in high school, so the box step would be the most helpful there. We are not doing just the box step because the two requirements for a waltz to look like a waltz is it has to travel around the room and it has to turn. So far, we're doing neither of those things. We're not traveling and we're not turning. And the box step would take care of turn. It's easy to turn the box, but it doesn't travel anywhere. So we're going to want to fulfill both those requirements as soon as we can. Are there any questions on the waltz so far? Have you noticed that he's partner you dance with is felt different. So everybody has different height and dimensions. Everybody has a different way of holding. Everybody has a different way of moving. As you dance with the more advanced dancers, it's really important to notice they have some extra things they do that we haven't talked about. Like you might have noticed some people using rise and fall. Down and up, it's even more beautiful in the waltz, and turns out to be a more natural movement with the kind of step we're doing. So we'll be adding those things in. Anytime you see something and you have a question about it, feel free to ask. For instance, in the waltz, when you step forward, should you step with a heel or a toe? You walked in here tonight walking with your heels, and that's what I'd like to see you use in your waltz, a natural walking stride. So gentlemen, when you go forward in your close changes, you will always lead off with a heel with that first step. Likewise, ladies, when it's your turn to go forward, sometimes you're going to be in a dilemma. I'll want you to do a nice big step forward with a heel, but to do that, you would land on your partner's foot. Should you? Yes. Under yours, step on it. Now, the reason is gentlemen going backwards often don't move out of the way well enough, and a woman softly landing on his foot is a good reminder, I need a little more space. So walk up to your partner and do this whole thing one more time.
Yep.
We're going to do the whole system of four, then two, then one.
I'll get you on the right foot.
If he steps with the wrong foot, should she step with the wrong foot also, or step with her correct foot?
Yeah.
I would like the correct foot. So
really?
If somebody makes a mistake, it would be good for them to see that they made a mistake, and for that person to make a correction. Not to switch over. So here comes the music. Leaders, start whenever you're ready.
Yeah, don't be afraid to step on me. My bad. And so every once in a while, the guy is going to, like, mess up and do the wrong... You just play it off?
I didn't follow you.
That's okay. What I should have done is I should have reset and then taken my time to make sure I could tell which foot you're on and that you're comfortable, and then lowered.
How do you
tell? Let's experiment with two ways of doing the dance.
How do you tell which?
This time, leaders,
how could I
stand with your elbows down a little bit close to your thighs.
Now stand with the elbows.
You can only be on one foot or the other. So if you're split weight, I'll never be able to tell.
Got it.
Pretty much always up. Sometimes in a social situation, you have to adjust. At a wedding reception, your biggest minus dance position is probably a pretty good one. For what we're doing, it's much better to train up and then shrink it when he is in the train. Try to expand it when my iterator is able to get used to arms up. Good. Gentlemen, notice if you're not used to that, that's kind of tiring. After a while, your arms get sore. So you can't last any lower.
Well, I know.
Training, you'll get good at it. So now, the last dance right now. Are there any questions on the waltz before we move to the next dance? Notice, the issue tonight in the waltz is, when you do a closed change, your feet go together, always switch feet. You want to practice that this week and get that to be automatic. Next week, as threatened, you're going to be starting to turn in the waltz, and if you're not automatically changing weight when you close your feet, you'll still be thinking on week number one's issue when we move to week number two issue. So you want to make sure you're doing this pattern pretty automatically by the time we get back together again next week. What are the three rules of real estate?
Location, location, location.
Location, location, location. The three rules in ballroom dancing, position, position, position. You're going to hear me talking about the position, where you should be, a lot. Because it turns out, if the man isn't a particularly good dancer, but he's got a great frame, everybody's going to want to dance with him. If he doesn't have a great frame, no matter how many great patterns he's got, nobody really wants to dance with him because it doesn't feel good and it doesn't communicate well. The gentlemen have a great frame. We'll be talking about it. Keep his elbows away from your sides. Keep your head up and looking forward. Get used to presenting the posture your mother always wanted you to have. Followers, all of this, of course, applies to you also. If you're not standing up well, if your head's moving around, you're going to be a nightmare when we get to some of these patterns that are coming up, and you don't want to be that nightmare. So practice the elegant posture, the beautiful long neck. Make sure that his arms under yours are not holding yours up. Hold your own arms up. And so in this class, there are things I'd like you to be able to say to your partner nicely that you would never say at a dance. So sometimes the lady is noticing that his arm is not high enough, and she's got to make that terrible choice between does she put her arm down or does she ask him to pick his up. In this class, I'd like you to feel free to say, hold your arm up a little higher, please, or something like that. In a social class, that would not be appropriate, but in this class, communicating like that is something I encourage. Not all teachers do. Some teachers would rather you bring it to the teacher. So if that's preferable for you, feel free to do it that way also. Our next dance is the quick step. Yes.
Real quick. About posture. So if there's a follow with different height, how do you accommodate for that? Because I hold my elbow up, it's different for different people. So do you go with the follow on that?
Yeah, so if the woman you're dancing with is 6 foot tall and the woman you're dancing with is 5 foot tall, that's two very big differences in where the range should be. Remember, it's always about her. So we want her to look good, feel good. So if she's not particularly tall, then he will lower his arms to wherever they need to be so that she's comfortable. The opposite would be atrocious. We would love her to be so good. And then when we get to a very tall woman dancing with a shorter man, then we have a similar situation. We want her arms to look good, so he'll pick it up to the extent he can. But there might be some compromise needs on both sides. So obviously it wouldn't be good to stoop down to your partner, so arms are adjustable, so help each other out. But usually we address problems rather than death. So we'll talk about that as we work with different partners. And if you're with a partner you want to know if it looks good, just ask any of us if we'll come around. Okay. Let's all slide down to this end of the room. That's where we're going to start our quick step pattern tonight. Let's go back to our two different lines. Leaders on one side, followers on the other. When we started the waltz, what foot did you start with?
Leader.
So his left and her right. We're going to start the quick step with the opposite foot for the moment. So leaders, back up just a little bit. Followers also come out a little bit. And again, I'm going to show the leaders their part. Followers, figure out your part by what I show them, or you can cheat and watch one of the assistants. Gentlemen, right foot forward. Now do three steps to the side, side, together, side, and your feet end up apart. That side action that you just did is called a chasse. What language is that?
French.
What does it mean? To chase. So one foot is chasing the other down the floor. So let's do that again. Leaders, take one step forward with your right foot, and the chasse is side, together, side, your feet end up apart. From here, take a step in the opposite direction with your right, and then chasse again, side, together, side. And we'll do that all the way down the floor. One step forward, side, together, side, one step back, side, close, side, forward, side, close, side, back, side, close, side, right foot forward, and right foot back. Good. Let's slide back and see if the women have it. So quick step is made of walk and chasse. Ladies, what foot do you walk with? Left. Step back with it, and then chasse to your right. One, two, three. Walk forward, and chasse again. One, two, three. Back, side, close, side, forward. Side, close, side, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Slide back and partner up.
Try Tommy. He's a great lead.
Social dance, you want to start with your right foot, but maybe she's all ready to step with her right foot. How do you communicate to her which foot you want her to use? No words allowed. The The way you do it is stand with your weight fully committed to one foot or the other. So right where you are, just rock back and forth from one foot to the other, taking your partner with you. That will tell her and you which foot each of you are on. In the case of the quick step, gentlemen, make sure your weight is on your left foot. That means your right heel will be up off the floor. If his right heel is up, it's her left heel that is up off the floor. And that tells your partner which foot you are committed to as you're ready to work together on that first step. Now, here we go with the first step of our quick step. Ready? And walk, side, close, side. Walk, side, close, side. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Good, bring it on back. Do you know your partner's name? Good. Switch partners. Sometimes the leader ought to direct traffic. Do you know your partner's name? Good. Back off from this partner. We're going to make it more advanced already. So ladies, come back this way. When you get back together, this will be your new partner in a moment. So ladies, back to your side. Gentlemen, face diagonally toward the wall and step forward with your right foot. Now, on the chasse, we're going to turn to the right. One, two, three. Step back with your right foot. Chasse, turning to the left. So now, we have taken the pattern you were doing, and we've inserted some turns. Right turn, some left turn. Let's do that again and make sure the followers know what to do. The name of the first pattern is the quarter turn to the right. How much do you think you'll turn? How do you spell TV? So, step forward with your right foot and turn to the right. Forward, side together, side. So, he has turned to the right. Which way did she turn?
To the right.
It's actually to her right also. So, even though you're facing opposite directions, she just turned also to her right. And on the next turn, she's going to turn to her left. Gentlemen, from where you are, right foot back, and then side together, side, and that brings you back to your original alignment. Let's do that all the way down the floor. So we have a walk, and then one, two, three, walk, one, two, three, walk, one, two, three, walk, one, two, three. We have some confusion in the ladies' ranks. Okay, let's slide back and bring it up. Gentlemen, to be a great lead, it means know your own part. So obviously, while I'm working with the women, you'll be following along and working on your part. The idea is you want to be so confident and so consistent with what you do, all you have to do is put up that great frame and start dancing, and she knows just what to do. But make sure you get your own house in order first. Work on your feet. Ladies, stand backing that diagonal and start with your left foot. One step back, and then side together, side, forward, side, close, side, back, side, close, side, forward, side, close, side, back, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, slow, and I'm gradually picking up the speed, so you know what's going to happen eventually. Then put it with a partner. We'll go slowly at first. Good question. The question is, does the apply to partner first? Make sure you know your partner's name. Good. Unhand that partner, just turn around here. So, the question is, should the turn happen during the chasse, before the chasse? When does the turn happen? It is as gradual as you can make it. So, listen up. So, when you dance the turn, it starts once you've taken your first step, and it continues all the way through the chasse, to the next one. Walk, and it happens on the way to and all the way through the chasse. So what you don't want is the quick step surprise, which is turn too harshly. That's an advanced question. Yes. So John just asked a really advanced question. Does this mean when you're turning that one person's traveling further than the other on each of the turns? Absolutely. Do you have marching band experience? No. Usually marching band people figure that one out really early. So if you've been walking in a long row or line of people and you turn, some people are doing great. That is what always happens when you turn, when you're turning in closed position. So for the quarter turn, turns, he will have a bigger step. The backward half is called a progressive chasse. His step will be relatively small, and she will have the bigger step. So as I said to John, that's a very advanced question, so ask the question whenever it comes up. That's good to know. So here we go. We're dancing the quarter turn with his right foot and her left foot. Ready? At. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Chasse side. Slow. Side. Good. Hold it. Turn around and we'll dance back the other way. And there's one little vital detail I haven't shared with you yet. Let's come out front where they can see. Watch this a moment. If you step directly towards your partner, that's called dancing in line. If you don't do it directly, if you go over here, that's called dancing outside partner. When we start the quick step, we always start in line. He steps between her feet. But then when we restart after our progressive chasse, it will be outside partner. So the only time he steps between her feet is step one. He never steps between her feet again. So let's practice that going the other way now. So all the leaders are facing the diagonal, starting with his right foot between her feet. When we finish one whole series, we'll stop. Outside partner. Walk to my line, close the side, walk, hold it right there. Now, gentlemen, push your right foot forward, outside partner. Very good. Good, got that. Good. Let's start again from the beginning, but just from right where you are. We'll start in line and start from the beginning. Ready? At. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Keep this going. Outside. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Good. Turn around. And change partner. Watch this a moment. Here's the worst thing that can happen in a quick step. When we start out, the right toe is pointing between your partner's feet. That's that offset position we talked about in the waltz. To get on the wrong side of your partner is a game over. Nothing works from over there. So I'm going to mislead Annie this time. After we've done the first half, I've turned her too far, and now she's walking outside me. The woman never, ever does that. We must always stay on each other's right side. So after figure number one, the quarter turn to the right, she still is able to see out her window over there, and she keeps looking through that window no matter what. That stability makes all the difference in our ballroom dances. Thank you. So let's see everyone do that again. Quarter turn to the right. Her head goes to the left and stays there no matter what he does to her. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Keep the head to the left. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Good. Turn around. We're now going the other way. We ran into a floor prep issue that time. Some of you were taking bigger steps than the neighboring couples, some of you smaller, and it started to be a problem. If I call out for you to do a figure, and to do that figure would cause an accident, don't do it. So sometimes, gentlemen, all you have to do is just wait a moment and signal that to your partner. We're just waiting till the coast is clear. But of course, the moment you do that on a quick step floor, somebody's going to rear end you. So you just have to keep your eyes open. Notice, each couple is able to see in 360 degrees. He's got the front part, she's got the back part. So you're well covered in terms of being able to see. Do whatever is necessary to avoid a collision, always, always. So ladies, if he's about to step into someone, when he goes backward and you see that, just put the squeezins on or whatever you need to do. Verbal commands are all right, but I'd rather you do the physical if that can work before we resort to the verbal. So here we go the other way, one last time before we finish squeezing. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Good. All right. New partner.
Oh, hola.
I'm
Are you not?
I'm going to lead you.
Okay.
And it's so that I can get you to move really smoothly.
Thank you.
So give me a little pressure for it. And then for the step size, I'm going
to
lower
it. Dagger yourself just a little bit more so you don't have to perfectly match the movements of your neighbors.
Oh, I should have done.
This time we're going to dance.
I should have tested which foot you're on.
With this music. Notice, it's not the waltz anymore. It's not 1, 2, 3. This time it's 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm going to say 1, 2, ready, and then we'll take our first step. So here comes quick step.
So can you feel which foot I'm on?
Yes.
Oh. But I'm not gonna step till I push forward and lower. So push
forward. 1, 2, ready, and slow.
Try to slide.
Excellent.
So your head is like a
my
totally
head.
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
Yeah,
got
nice, 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 nice.
Oh wait, what? Oh.
1, 2, ready, and slow.
Sorry.
So push push back. And then mirror your sternum to mine.
Slow.
Excellent.
Oh,
nice.
All right, cool.
Where does that music come from?
Star Wars?
Cheetah Band. The Bulba, the one that gets it? No. Who is it that gets shot in there by?
Guido.
Guido, right?
Yeah,
Guido.
Something like that.
Yeah, Slave Master? Yeah, Guido gets it. Anyway, Quickstep has a lot of really fun music, all the dances do, and there's a wide variety. When I started playing that one, everybody just kind of started bopping a little bit, and yet here I am, I'm going to ask you in the Quickstep to be super smooth. I want to see rise and fall, the most beautiful flow, so in a way I'm going to ask you to dance against that music. And often that will be the case. We have a lot of different characters of music, interpreting them in the dance, we'll have to keep talking about. Quickstep does have Charleston moments, so there are times where that would be appropriate, and other times it's more like a waltz. So I'll be playing the wide variety of music. If there's ever a question, what's a good quickstep, or why is that a quickstep, or whatever, feel free to ask those questions. That's what this class is for. We have danced two patterns in the quickstep. What is the name that starts of the one that starts with the man going forward? Everybody hear that? Quarter turn to the right. And what is the name of the one where he starts going backwards?
Progressive
chasse.
She got both.
So we're going to dance this one more time with music with a partner, and then I do want to make sure you can do it alone. So tonight when you get back to your room or your kitchen or wherever, I want to make sure you can walk through the patterns on your own. So here we go. You've got a new partner. Did we just change?
Yes.
I think
we did. Okay. And so, yeah, give me a push back. Don't ever let your arm go behind you.
Okay.
And so then that way, engage it a little bit further. Yeah, yeah. Perfect. So your elbow is in front of your shoulder.
Okay.
And then mirror the, yeah, yeah, perfect. So you're engaging your lats and you're mirroring my sternum.
So we have one extra follower that, oh, we should move this, so. So one extra
lead.
Step back from your partner for a moment. Let go of your partner.
All right.
Before you take dance position, be in the habit of already standing impressively. So stand really, really well. Your neck is long. Your shoulders are down. Everything looks fantastic. Good. It would be fun every week to have a photographer just roving the class, taking pictures, have the pictures on the side of the screen so you can see if you're the one that got caught in bad posture this week, or if you're the one that looks pretty fantastic and everybody wants a copy of your picture to take home and put on the wall. So stand well. Now, move up to your partner, continuing to stand well. I want your partner to be so impressed and be inclined to dance really well because you're intimidating them with your posture. Here comes the music.
Yes, no.
Good, turn around.
It,
it wasn't
away
a,
from them.
But it wasn't your fault.
Really?
Yeah, because you were in front of them.
Yeah, that time we had a situation where toes were getting stepped on from neighboring couples.
Right.
Gentlemen, unhand your partner just a moment. You have three responsibilities in this order. Responsibility number one, keep her safe. Number two, keep her comfortable. Number three, entertain her. You are no good entertaining your partners with really fun steps if you're crashing into people. So, take dance position again. Make sure you cannot reach out and kick someone. You're away from the other couple. Good. Second priority, make sure she's comfortable. If you're not sure, feel free to ask. Gentlemen, you could ask your partner, am I holding it too tightly or is that too loose? And ladies, I would like you to answer honestly. There's no such thing as a great man without having danced with women giving him advice. Men can only be good if they get women's advice and vice versa. Okay? And then thirdly, entertain her. That means make it fun. But this is class number one. We'll worry about that a little more later. It should take care of itself by what you're doing. This time, leaders, you're going to start when you feel it's right. Listen
perfect,
for the
perfect.
Four beat.
Nice.
Step out on a one beat when you think it's correct.
Yeah. And then push forward just a tiny bit so that he can, that way when he pushes and lowers, you'll feel his step size. Would it be even more comfortable if you guys give a little pressure towards each other? So that way...
Yeah, she's holding me like she wants to come. She's afraid of breaking me.
He's very strong. Push.
Hard,
yeah. It'll make you look more powerful.
Let's add rise and call to your quick time. Everyone, start on your original alignment. So he's facing the diagonal. Take the first step, and when you take that step, go down a little bit. Standing here is uncomfortable, but moving through that low level actually will feel good. Now, up on your toes for the chasse. Then go down again on the walk. Up on the toes again for the chasse. On that chasse, it should be the most gradual rise you can show. So it's down, up, up, up. Down, up, up, up. Down, gradually rise, and so on. The alternative would be, I'm afraid, to do something that has a little hiccup in it. We end up seeing a lot of hiccups. Or just dancing something that's perfectly flat, and that doesn't feel as good either. So, ladies, go across the room and introduce yourself to somebody. We're going to dance from this end the other way, adding a rise and fall. Once you've met your new partner, turn around, leaders, so you're facing
Hello.
That
I'm
diagonal. Leaders facing that diagonal.
Quick step. Seven, yeah. And there's another one that starts at 8:30.
Ready? And down, up, up, up. Down, up, up, up. Down, up, up, up. Gradually rise. We don't like the quick steps to rise. Good, turn around.
So, on his biceps. And then if you
Let's
push forward to engage your shoulder behind your elbow,
ladies,
then he can keep,
before,
he can have like a very light,
left,
he can just push up under your shoulder blades so that you are engaged forward. Not only can you feel, if you're pushing forward, you can feel the step rise.
One, two, ready, and down, up, 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 down, up, 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 up. Slow, quick, slow, slow, quick, slow, slow, quick, slow.
You feel free to push against him. Because
okay.
If you're
this
pushing
weekend
against the side.
In Bethesda is a big competition. It's a national qualifying event. And one funny thing is going to happen. We know at some point during the weekend, it won't be funny to the couple that's doing it, but it'll be funny to everyone else. some couple will be going the wrong way around the floor. It will probably be some cute little couple about the height of a fire hydrant, and they'll be going around the floor just completely the wrong way, and all the other surprised children will be trying to dance around and look like bowling pins. You don't want to be that couple. Let's make sure you know the rules of the road. Everybody come over to this side of the room, close to this wall. In ballroom dance,
so
we always
funny.
Travel counterclockwise around the room. So if you're on this side of the room, which way will you travel?
Right.
That way. So that direction is called the line of dance. Everybody face the line of dance. Face the other way. That's called against the line of dance. Face the wall. Of course, there are a lot of walls in this room. We're talking the closest one. Face the opposite way, and that's called the center. How many alignments do you know? That's four so far. Call them out for yourselves. Call them out in order. What was the first one?
Line of dance.
Line of dance. The next one?
Against line of dance.
Good. Against line of dance. Third one?
Wall.
Wall and
center.
Now let's do the diagonal. Face diagonally toward the wall. So that could have been done two different ways, either that diagonal or that diagonal. However, this one is called diagonal wall. This one is called diagonal wall against the line of dance. We don't use that too much. Just want you to know it's there. Face diagonally toward the center. And again, you could do that two different ways. This is called diagonal center. This one is called
against the line
diagonal
of dance.
Center against the line of dance. How many alignments do you know now?
Eight.
Should be eight. Face each one as I call it out. Line of dance. Against the line of dance. Wall. Center. Diagonal wall. There we go. Yes, that's right. Diagonal wall against the line of dance. Diagonal center.
Diagonal center against the line of dance.
Diagonal center against the line of dance. We're going to do that one more time. However, this time I want you to turn your back to the alignment that I call out. And so I will say, back the line of dance. Everybody do that. Turn your back to the line of dance. So the opposite direction would be called backing against the line of dance. Show me that double negative. Backing against the line of dance. Back the wall. Back center. Back diagonal wall. It's harder this way. And unfortunately, this is the woman's world most of the time. Back diagonal wall against the line of dance. Back diagonal center. So... yes, diagonal center is that way, and you're turning your back to it. And the final alignment, back diagonal center against the line of dance. Good. Now, if you think I'm going to trust you to remember this, you're crazy. So we're actually going to be taking notes in a moment, and we'll write these down. So they, eight alignments are not equally important. We use the ones that go the right way a lot more. So where do we start the quick step? What alignment?
Diagonal, against the wall.
Well, if we're on this side of
the
room, we would face diagonal wall for the boy and back diagonal wall for the girl. So diagonal wall is our home alignment. And it turns out that's our home alignment for most of the traveling dances. So next week, that's where our waltz will start. So those are our alignments. So you'll be hearing a lot more about them. Again, you're not expected to be completely fluent with all of those. It's not going to be a race to figure them out. But the ones that you need, you're going to hear a lot, and you will be completely fluent with those. Yes?
It does depend on where you are relative to the room, right? If we were against that wall, it would be in reference to that wall.
Troublemaker.
I am.
Yeah. This is a really great point. We have just set up eight room alignments for this side of the room. If we're on another side of the room, we have to reset them. Let's do that together. Everybody come down to the end of the line of dance.
I'm really glad that she asked
Once
that, though.
Get down here,
because it's not obvious.
Line of dance. Everybody face the new line of dance. Face the new wall. Where's diagonal wall? Good. And where's diagonal center? Good. So we have to reset our alignment every time when we turn a corner. That will be pretty automatic because we will always talk about it in detail. When it's time to turn a corner, I will say, use the box step or whatever figure to turn the corner. Now you're facing diagonally toward the new wall. Now we're going, now we'll be very clear about that. So I don't want you just to haphazardly turn your corners. We'll work it all in very precisely as we go. The universities that have the best ballroom dancers are often the highly technical universities. So MIT has a big ballroom team. Harvard has a big ballroom team. Maryland has a great engineering department. We have a good ballroom team. But it's not just down to who has those particular emphases in their majors. It also is who has a group help. If we all work together, we're much better dancers than if we try to lone ranger it. So really, really important that you constantly ask for help. When you have a question, keep asking. It turns out the better support you have, the better we move as a community and as individuals. So, but these alignment things will be important. Make sure you pay attention to the technical end as well as, we'll keep talking, the artistic end as well. When you dance, it needs to feel like something. If you don't feel something when you dance, it's just a physical exercise, and therefore you probably won't continue doing it all your life. I think this is the best human activity there is. You're going to love moving with another person's music. It's constantly challenging mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. It's just great. So you're going to love this thing. But we do want to make sure we talk about all of the aspects right from the beginning and develop them all together. So now you know how many dances?
Two.
Two dances. I'd like you to come back, quick step, on your own, without a partner. Slide back down so we're all using the same line of dance. Once you set up that in the room, go whenever you're ready. Let's see if you have it. Whenever you're ready, each person's on their own.
Protect her.
to keep you safe. That means when you are not being led, you're self-leading, make sure you keep you safe. She thinks about that right when she runs to the chair. So remember to take care of yourself as well. We're about to do the rumba for this. We'd like everybody to be on the same side of the room, facing the same direction. In the rumba, we have now left the ballroom. Dances that are designed for a grand ballroom and elegant sail suits and gowns. And now we're dancing club dancing. So now we're going to dance. Don't travel around the room. They generally stay on the spot. And the characteristics of these dances are quite different. I'll just keep building on these characteristics. In the case of the rumba, everyone, start with your left foot, take one step forward, and then rock back to your other foot. Do that rock a few times. Rock, step. Rock, step. In the rumba, you start with that rock. Rock, step, and then you step to the side. Then we do a rock to the other one. Put your right foot back, and then replace your weight forward. Do that rock a few times. After we've done that rock, then we step to the other side. So the rumba basic is forward, rock, and a side step, and then back, rock, and a side step. Keep doing that. Rock, step, side, rock, step, side. Rock, step, side, rock, step, side. Good. Ladies, come over on the side of the room, turn around, and just you'll do the same pattern. You'll just start with the second half. So start with your right foot and rock back. And rock, step, side, rock, step, side. Rock, step, side, rock, step, side. One more time. Rock, step, side, rock, step, side. The biggest trick at first in the rumba is doing that on the correct beat of the music. When I play a rumba for you, you're going to hear 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Surprisingly, the only time you don't take a step is on the one. So gentlemen, you'll start with your left foot and rock forward on 2, 3, 4, and always hold on the one. Do not step on the one. So ladies, do your part. Rock back with your right foot. I'm going to be on count two in the music. And 2, 3, 4, hold 1. 2, 3, 4, 1. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Keep it going while I go ahead and rumble. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Good. Find a partner. Just listen for a moment. Listen for the one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, and so on. To count you in, I will use 5 beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, then rock on the 2 beats. We're a little bit too close together. Spread out a little bit. As you become more and more advanced, you're going to become more and more confident. You're going to move with greater speed, greater confidence, and you become a danger to everyone who's close to you. You start out by building in a nice, safe cushion. We start talking about the Lord of the crowd, even in our station. One, rock, step, side. Rock, step, side. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Thank your partner and move down one.
And when you get in connection,
shepherded by him.
Hold him. Hold him here.
Before you do this with a partner, let's check in without a partner. Okay. So, lady, just step back a little bit, but this will be your partner in a moment. I'm going to count you in. Everyone, once you hear, one, two, three, four, one, and then you're going to do a cross, forget, side, starting on the two.
So you want to, it'll show you off, like, yeah.
Before we relaunch this, is a woman with an opinion a good thing?
Yeah.
No!
You better believe it. Sometimes in the rumba, the man and the woman are going to disagree about what beat to be on. So I would like both of you to feel free to speak up, and if we do have a discussion about it, or even if it grows into a discussment, then we'll deal with that. So, ladies, if you don't like what beat he's dancing on, feel free to say something to him or me or both, and we can make sure we reconcile that. Here we go again. Back off from your partner for just a moment. Ladies, come all the way back over here, but remember who you're about to dance with. When you dance socially or competitively, your priorities are almost exactly the same. Dancing in time with music is necessary for enjoying yourself. If he's not on the right beat, she can't wait for it to be over. If she's completely ungoverned by music,
we all have that.
for the occasion. Sometimes I miss it, or sometimes you discover something. Oh, that's what you want to do. So make sure you ask about it. I want you to be the visual representation.
Oh,
now, since we know where the one is, we know where the two is. That's the basic step in the rumble. Get it started for you. So, up will be on two.
Thank you.
Rumba, cha cha.
Good. Do you know them?
Nope.
Will you know them in the morning? So, I always like to introduce a lot of things at the beginning, get a lot of projects started. Next week, we will bump up each one of these. We'll do new things in every single day. So, I want to make sure you have what you have. So, you'll get a chance again, as I said earlier, to reinforce this week at the practices and at the other classes. And then when we come back next week, we will always do old business first, we'll review, and then we add a little bit to every dance every week. Let's do the cha-cha one more time without a partner. Back off from your partner. Everybody start when you're ready. I'll give you the music. Make sure you can self-start your cha-cha.
What?
Show me your footsteps.
Yeah.
You know the shots. Right?
Now or
right now.
I'll tell you what, I'll demo one time.
Let's all start together.
It's actually this is a good thing to use to learn quick step.
Why is that?
Because you're going to step forward, mm-hmm. and then three to the side, and then one back.
Okay.
So it's the same steps for quick step.
It's the same rhythm?
No.
It's long and
quick step.
Short.
Quick step. So it would be slow, quick, slow. Slow, quick.
So it's, but it's three. Whereas cha-cha is four steps.
In the jive, we're dancing.
So just truncate?
Yeah.
Version of
yeah,
the
but the pattern is the same.
Boogie Woogie, Jitterbug, Lindy Hop, all of those are versions of swing or jive. For this, as usual, I'm going to show the leaders their part. Followers, you're on your own, figure it out. Leaders, start with your left foot and shot. One, two, three. Then you lift your feet apart. Left foot, back, step. back rock, she must be doing the forward rock. This dance one is uniquely different. She's going to do a back rock also, and then it all stop the area. So leaders, here we go again. We have a left rock, one, two, three, right rock, one, two, three, and the back rock, one, two, stop the left, stop right, back, left, back, right, right, stop the back. When we dance this with a prop, with a partner, there's going to be a little problem. So if we're facing each other and we dance our shot A, everybody's going to get along fine. If we get to the back prop, we're going away from each other, which tends to pull us apart. So instead, we'll just dance the whole dance and let's go to the body. That way, we don't go through forward, we can go through backward, and our back rock doesn't pull apart. So we will have a unique dance position for our hands at about waist level. Notice my thumb is on the back of Robin's hand, and that's our hold for swing. We're done. So partner up and let me know. So the hands are at waist level. Your thumb is just on the back of her hand.
Ideally, close to your hips. Yeah.
Am I good?
Okay. Yeah. Is
that right?
Take the hand position. Is that this?
Forward. Yeah. And then you can switch it if you're going to do turns. Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
And we're just going to hold it from the up.
Just kidding.
Give her a good right on. That's right.
Good. Here comes our drive. Ready? Set. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Back step. 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 1, 2, 3. Good. Change partners. Here we go again. Ready? Back. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Back step. 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 Change partners.
Put it down by your hip. Yeah, to make it super comfortable.
Ready? Set. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Drop step. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Drop step.
Completely not.
I started in 1977 as a college freshman. This stuff, they felt wretched to me. You all are showing up with actual talent. This is not fair. Change partners.
Thank you.
This is far from a normal stride as I can find. This time, I'm not going to start you. You're on your own. Go with it if you like it. Play if you don't. Chasse has the same timing, slow, quick, quick, slow.
How do you spell chasse?
C-H-A-S-S-E.
Chasse is
C-H-A-S-S-E.
What was the name of the figure?
So, quarter turn, sorry,
number one, quick step.
Quarter turn to the right. Quarter turn to the right, and progressive chasse. And then it was during the quick step that we talked about the eight broom alignments. So I'd like you to note that there are eight broom alignments. And I'm going to label them for you. Number one, line of dance. Number two is against line of dance. Number three is wall. Number four is center. The order doesn't matter. Number five is diagonal wall. And number six is diagonal wall against LOD. Seven is diagonal center. And the eighth alignment is diagonal center against LOD. Be able to face or back each of these alignments. Okay? Again, all of these are not going to be on the test. Just a couple of them are. So you'll get really good at diagonal wall and diagonal center because we'll use those a lot. There's no test. All you have to do to pass the test is enjoy yourself. The third dance is the rumba. The most important thing about the rumba is the timing, which is 2, 3, 4, and we always hold on the 1. So the rock step is on the 2, 3, and the side step is on the 4, hold the 1. And we have 2 halves to that basic. And then the fourth thing, the cha-cha, it starts the same way. There's a rock on the 2, 3, but now on the 4 and 1, there's a chassé, 4 and 1. And that's where we did our clap, clap, clap. 2, 3, 4, and 1. You won't believe what you'll be doing in the rumba and cha-cha next week. So you do your part, play around with this basic this week some. Next week we're going to really take off with this. And the fifth and final dance is the jive. Remember, the jive starts in that V-shaped body position. And the timing is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. There are a lot of ways of saying that timing. When we go really fast, it's cumbersome to say 1, 2, 3. So we'll probably say 3, 4, 3, 4, which you'll get the reasons for later. But for right now, just remember, it's a chassé to his left, a chassé to his right, and then a back step. For her, it's a chassé to the right, a chassé to the left, and a back step. Good. Do remember that we've divided your dances into two camps. There are the ballroom dances, and there are the Latin dances. Jive doesn't easily fit in either camp, so we group it with the Latin dances. When we get to the tango, probably next week, you already have a dance that goes in the ballroom that doesn't really fit very well either, but tango is considered a ballroom dance because it travels like the other ballroom dances do. Do notice, though, again, a lot of questions should come up. If you watch people dancing Argentine tango, as opposed to the one we're doing, the rules will be different. It doesn't travel around the room the same way. There are a lot of different kinds of tangos. We talk about American tango, international tango, and Argentine tango, and so on. Do notice that Washington, D.C. area has many, many different kinds of dance communities. There are people who go out dancing West Coast Swing all night. People who go out dancing salsa all night. We're not those communities. Feel free to join those communities, but we're the community that likes to do a lot of different dances. So by the time we're finished this semester, you'll have at least 8 dances that you are doing automatically and just loving. And you'll be free, of course, to add any other dances you want. We've got to hear more opportunities from that. Any questions?
Yes.
When is the practice
happening?
You're about here.
Okay.
Somebody's
going to
make an announcement
and do all those specifics. I'm wearing dance shoes. It'll be great when you are. So in a moment, we'll be talking about dance shoes also. That will be helpful to you.
Is there someone doing announcements?